One, two, three, four, five. Monday, November 4th, 1963. Over the weekend, the coup in Saigon took place. Culminated 3 months of conversation about a coup, conversation which divided the government here and in Saigon. Opposed to a coup was General Taylor, the Attorney General, Secretary McNamara, to a somewhat lesser degree, John McCone, partly because of an old hostility to Lodge, which causes him to lack confidence in Lodge's judgment, partly as a result of a new hostility, because Lodge shifted his station chief. In favor of the coup was State, led by Abel Harriman, George Ball, Roger Hilsman, supported by Mike Forrestal at the White House. I feel that we must bear a good deal of responsibility for it, beginning with our cable of early August, in which we suggested the coup. Period. In my judgment, that wire was badly drafted. It should never have been sent on a Saturday. I should not have given my consent to it without a roundtable conference in which McNamara and Taylor could have presented their views. While we did redress that balance in later wires, that first wire encouraged Lodge along a course to which he was, in any case, inclined. Hawkins continued to oppose the coup on the ground that the military effort was doing well. There was a sharp split between Saigon and the rest of the country. Politically, the situation was deteriorating. Militarily, it had not had its effect. There was a feeling, however, that it would. For this reason, Secretary McNamara and General Taylor supported applying additional pressures to Zem and Nu in order to move them. Why do the leaves fall? And why does the snow come on the ground?
Because it turns.
Why do the leaves turn green?
Because it turns.
Spring. And where do we go to Cape Sandport?
Because it's spring.
It's summer.
And then your horses.
I was shocked by the death of Zem and Nu. I'd met Zem with Justice Douglas many years ago. He was an extraordinary character. While he became increasingly difficult in the last months, nevertheless, over a 10-year period, he'd held his country together, maintained its independence under very adverse conditions. The way he was killed made it particularly abhorrent. The question now is whether the generals can stay together and build a stable government. A whether Saigon will begin, will turn on public opinion in Saigon, the intellectual students, etc., will turn on this government as repressive and undemocratic in the not too distant future. Period. Also, we have another test on the Autobahn today. This is serious and not the result of any misunderstanding. It's obvious a determination by the Soviets to demonstrate that they determine the conditions under which we move on the Autobahn. We are attempting to determine that we have free access and that therefore we're not subject to their artificial rules. This is a substantive matter and we cannot tell how it will end. Also concerned about the prospective annulment of all the American oil contracts in the Argentine. This will mean that if the Hickenlooper Amendment goes into effect, we'll find it very difficult to give them assistance and it will make our relations more bitter. We may have a similar situation in Peru. The use of the Hickenlooper Amendment in Ceylon has not been a happy augury for its use in other countries, particularly in Latin America, where nationalist passions run high. Adenauer said that we should have pulled the wall down in 1961, and for 60 hours we were immobilized in spite of their fervent pleas. Of course, this is totally erroneous. I asked Bundy to get together the whole record on that period to show that no German party, no major paper, certainly not our military, nor that of France or England, advocated any action like such as that.